يقولون سلام سلام ولا هنا سلام.
You're listening to Middle East Analysis, a podcast series from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. Hello and welcome to an impromptu Middle East analysis. There are always events of note going on throughout the Middle East North Africa region. Of course, our focus falls today on the uprisings in Egypt and the anti-President Morsi protests that have led to the storming of a Muslim Brotherhood headquarters in Cairo, loss of life, and seems like a groundswell of anti-Morsi sentiment at the moment. Now, I'm joined by our consultant on the Middle East North Africa region, that's Dr. Harry Hagopian. Down the line via ISDN, Harry, this really is pretty historic, and is this the most disastrous reign in Egyptian history?
Well, what I would say is that this is certainly a critical moment in the history of Egypt, certainly in the history of Egypt since the 25th of January revolution, because at that time the whole purpose of the revolution that started was when all Egyptians, men and women, Christians and Muslims, came together in order to get rid of President Hosni Mubarak. However, what also happened is that over the past year or a couple of years even, things have become increasingly worse, particularly in the economic sphere, in the sphere of mismanagement of the state. There is a sense of listlessness, there is a sense of flux, and a lot of the people who are not happy with President Morsi as president are saying that he's basically not a president for Egypt, but only president for the Muslim Brotherhood, a party he hails from. And what this movement, Al-Tamarrud, which is a huge movement that has come together, it has garnered millions and millions of signatures from people asking for the president to step down so that there are fresh elections, because they believe that he has lost the right to be president for Egypt because simply he is not running the country as it should be, inclusively and proactively.
But I suppose you could say that almost about any ruling party or president, couldn't you? So, I mean, it seems that he was somewhat democratically elected. What's the upshot, do you think, and how do the Christians fare in this current standoff?
Well, I think basically what has happened is that, yes, he was democratically elected, although I would put democracy between inverted commas in terms of the election, in terms of all the organs of state. There are tensions between the executive and the judiciary. Parliament is not really a functioning parliament. So in all senses, there are issues. But one of the key issues, I think, which the Muslim Brotherhood as a whole and the president himself have not managed to do, is that they haven't realized that democracy doesn't mean that the winner rules as he or she wishes and forget all those who didn't vote for them. The real test of democracy is how can you be inclusive of those people who didn't vote for you? And the sense of alienation of those people, particularly the secular, liberal Egyptians, and there are millions upon millions upon millions of them who basically undergird the tradition of Egypt, are feeling left out, as well as the fact that the Christian Copts, largely Christian Orthodox, but also Catholic and Evangelical, have also felt that although their situation was quite precarious during the Mubarak years, they have actually been suffering a lot of discrimination recently. And in those movements, the massive rallies that took place in the millions in Cairo and across Egypt, Alexandria and elsewhere on Sunday, the whole point was, how do we get rid of the president to have new elections? Pope Tawadros, the Coptic Pope, was asked his position, and he said Copts are free to demonstrate and express their views as they wish, so long as those views are not expressed violently. And in a sense, it is interesting to note that most of the demonstrations yesterday, when you think about the hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of people out in different parts of Egypt, were by and large peaceful, with, of course, unfortunate deaths and some ransacking and rampaging here and there, including a couple of the Muslim Brotherhood headquarters, unfortunately.
The generals are never far away in Egypt, are they, Harry, with regard to the ruling president and so forth? Is there a situation that you can foresee where there's another military coup?
Well, I mean, one of the things that happened post the removal of President Mubarak is that the military, the SCAF, the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, were the ones who took over the governance of Egypt until such time when there were elections and President Morsi became the first post-revolution president. Hence, in Arabic, the expression Masr al-Thawra, which means Egypt of the revolution. However, because of the increasing discontent and increasing tensions in the country, and the fact that Egypt is now pretty much divided into two halves, those who are with the president and the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafist parties and those who are against, what has happened is that the military has been dropping quite broad hints, saying that if the situation gets too uncontrollable and too uncontainable, they might have, for the purposes of national security, step in. Of course, that is every Egyptian's nightmare, but interestingly enough, that is one nightmare. The other nightmare, if you ask those who are following this Tamarrud movement, which in Arabic translates into rebellion, is that the present situation is a nightmare as well. Hence why they're saying, we don't want the involvement of the military, we want fresh elections. Now, the legitimacy issue of those fresh elections is something that has been spoken about and written about extensively over the past few weeks leading up to those massive rallies. What I would say is, yes, there was a sort of proto-democratic movement that elected Morsi, and I would be all for him having his full term remaining. However, what worries me is that if we do that, then we are polarizing Egypt more and more. And if the Muslim Brotherhood think that they still have the popularity to become president, then they shouldn't be worried to call for fresh and early elections.
Dr. Harry Hagopian there, bringing us up to date with the latest wranglings going on in Egypt over the presidency of Mohamed Morsi. Now, we'll be back with a Middle East analysis very soon, but do please follow us on Twitter, and that's CatholicEW, at CatholicEW. And if you'd like to follow our consultant on the Middle East North Africa region, Dr. Harry Hagopian, he is simply at Harry Hagopian on Twitter. Meanwhile, keep checking catholicnews.org.uk. That's the home of Middle East analysis.